The Minnesota Gophers women's hockey program has won 6 NCAA championships, including back-to-backers in 2015 and 16. Goaltender Sydney Peters has a couple of title rings from those years, and she leaves the Gophers this year, ranked top 5 all-time in wins, shutouts, goals against, and total saves. And she also leaves with College Hockey's Humanitarian Award this year. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? My name's Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining me, and thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those tax-deductible gifts at WWIB.com help to sponsor the show. Sydney Peters is off to med school right now, but before she departs, let's get together with her one final day on sports and commentary. So your Gophers had to win the WCHA tournament this year to secure a spot in the NCAAs for the 7th straight year, and you pulled that off. Tell me about that challenge.
Yeah, it was kind of a wild ride. We hadn't beat a top 10 team all year. We had lost to Wisconsin 4 times, Ohio 4 times. We were struggling with top teams, and we were good this year, but we just were struggling a little bit, and we got ourselves in a position where we were, like, just barely not going to make the cut for the Frozen Four if we didn't, or for the, I'm sorry, the NCAA tournament, if we didn't win our league. So we had to win our league to go to the tournament, and we had to beat both Wisconsin and Ohio, and we ended up doing it.
Yeah, you beat the Badgers in the WCHA championship game, even though you were outshot 39-12, and you were named the tourney MVP. That's cool.
Yeah, it was amazing. You know, I'm just so proud of our team. We had a young team. We were missing some of our Olympians, and people had a lot of negative things to say about us this year. Everyone wanted to doubt us. People are so quick to jump off ship with our team because we've been so successful. When I was a freshman, I mean, we were winning the national championship almost every year, and you know, we went 62 games once without even losing a game. So to have a year where we were more, I guess, like, we were good by any other team standard, but for Gophers, like, if you don't win national championship, people don't think you're good and they think you failed. So it's a frustrating dynamic to play in sometimes, and I'm just really proud of the girls and how they handled that pressure and that negativity that I guess we found ourselves in sometimes.
Yeah, this story could have had a fairy tale ending had you advanced in the NCAAs, because the Frozen Four this year was at your own building, Ritter Arena, there at the University of Minnesota.
Yeah. So I think it was my sophomore year, we ended up winning the Frozen Four at home. And that was the coolest experience because we got to celebrate at home on campus with our friends and our family and all our fans. So you know, it's something I really wanted for the younger players. I wanted them to be able to experience that. And, you know, there's a couple classes on our team that have never won a national championship now. And so I just really wanted that for the girls. But I have no doubt that they'll be back in the future and that they'll get their chance again. Just stinks that we kind of lost our chance at Ritter to win again.
Yeah, so you play Wisconsin throughout the season, the border battle. You meet them again in the WCHA final, beat them to make the NCAAs, and then the brackets come out for the NC2As, and there's Wisconsin again that you got to play them right away. You must have been thinking, thanks a lot.
Yeah, I think both. I mean, we were just happy to be in it because of, you know, the situation we had found ourselves in with having our backs against the wall and having to win all the way through to make it. But I know Wisconsin wasn't too happy about that. They're a great team, but we're a team that has historically kind of given them a headache. And we respect them so much. They're a fantastic team, and it really surprises me that they didn't win the national tournament this year. They're incredible, but I also know that they were not hoping to play us because, you know, it's a border battle, and they know we're good, and that that we're a team that, I guess, has known how to beat them in the past.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sydney, you had a great career with the Gophers, 82 games, 53 wins, which is 5th all-time. But it wasn't a piece of cake coming out of high school there in Geneva, Illinois, North American Hockey Academy. You had to ride the pines, picking up a few splinters early on in your career. How did that time of waiting refine you as a person, as a hockey player, and particularly as a follower of Jesus?
It was really tough. I came in not knowing what the deal was and ended up getting redshirted my freshman year a week before the season started. And I was left kind of questioning who I was about hockey because I was spending a lot of time on the bench. And it was a good thing for me ultimately because it forced me to realize that anything that you make your God that isn't God is ultimately going to fail you. And for a while I had been worshiping hockey like I should have been worshiping God. So I learned a lot. I grew a lot as a person. It stunk. I wouldn't want to go through some of the experiences I went through again, but I'm glad it happened because I'm proud of what I learned and the person I became because of that time, just being a teammate, not really being much of a hockey player. And then when I did get to start, I was able to connect with the players who weren't playing a lot in the freshman because I'd had that experience.
Mm-hmm. So God really did a work in your life during those years, the stint at the U of M, huh?
Yeah. He just introduced me to so many people that, I guess, worked in my life in crazy ways, and I got to work with them in their lives. And then you come to campus as a freshman, and you meet all these people, and you think you know what you're getting yourself into, and you don't in so many ways. And it's just so cool that, like, things that people that you thought you'd never be friends with and people that you thought you would be friends with, it never turns out the way you think it's going to. God brings these kind of oddballs in your life and you connect with them. And I don't know, it's so cool to see how God works and the people that he works through. Some of my best friends are people that I, you know, coming into campus, I didn't have a clue who they were. I didn't think I would ever get to know them. So just really special to have had the chance to grow and how I trust God and, you know, just my faith overall as a Christian these past couple of years.
Terrific. Minnesota Gophers starting goaltender and the women's hockey team, Sydney Peters, my guest today. Thank you for coming back. We wish you the best as you move on to medical school and then a career in the military. Appreciate you taking the time. God bless you.
Yeah, thanks again for calling. Let me know if there's ever anything I can do for you in the future.
All right, will do.